I'm lost for words a little bit on how to describe it, but yeah, it's a great opportunity to do that here at Headingley, where I've watched a lot of cricket, played a bit here now as well, and to get the opportunity to captain England here is obviously very exciting and very proud day for me. Being a massive cricket lover, just enjoyed coming down, watching my trade in terms of first class cricket here. Spent a lot of time in Yorkshire Academy and all the hard work in pre-seasons and as a junior working up, so it definitely feels like home, and I always love coming back here. So yeah, it's going to be a good week.
So turning thoughts to this match, what sort of shape are we in going into the second test against the West Indies?
We set out to be very clinical. We set out to set the tone early with the bat, and I thought that we were excellent with that. As soon as we knew we were going to bat first, it was about making that big first inning score, building big partnerships, and we managed to do that very well. And once we got the opportunity to bowl, we didn't really chase it too much. We knew if we held our areas and we were relentless, then we'd create opportunities on a wicket that offered a little bit. And to be able to go out and do exactly what we spoke about was really pleasing, and you know, that's a really good sign for us moving forward. Whenever you're playing Test cricket, there's always pressure on you, and there's just different times it's a slightly different pressure, and it comes from a different angle, if you like, and you know, a sign of a good team is being able to take that on board and still perform at our best. And you know, that's a big challenge for us now, is to back up what was a really emphatic win. And we weren't able to do that at Trent Bridge. So as a side moving forward, if we're looking for improvement, this is a great opportunity for us now to come off the back of a really strong victory and you know, hopefully go out there and put in a similar performance.
How good an innings was that from Alastair Cook in the last Test match?
Yeah, I think it was a very difficult start to the season in terms of opening the batting in Test cricket. The wickets we played on against South Africa did offer a lot against a very strong attack in those conditions, having batted first on most occasions. So I think that what shows his class was to recognise it was a good wicket, and to sort of capitalise on that. And once he got in, he went on and made a massive score. And you look at that, look at your senior players to set the example, and you know, what a great example to set to the rest of the team. He's done it for a number of years. I don't think at any stage has he worried about his place in the team. He's, you know, the way he goes about things, and even though he might not have got the scores he would have liked, the way he's gone about it and the contributions he's made on very tough wickets has been vital in where we've got to this summer so far.
Now, we keep talking about positions 2, 3 and 5. We're still talking about those positions. Where do you think we are with that as far as the England team are concerned?
Yeah, and this is another opportunity for them. And as I said, they are desperate to stamp their mark on Test cricket. And you know, it's different pressure all the time, and there are different things that you have to overcome. But you know, I'm fully expecting that they'll be able to do that throughout this series.
Do you think that perhaps people have concentrated on the West Indies being a weak side rather than actually pointing out that you play quite well too?
I think maybe slightly. I wouldn't say they're a weak side. I think we outplayed them last week, simple as that. And our challenge is to now back that up and do it again. You know, if things go to plan and we play as well as we can, then hopefully we'll be able to manage to do that, you know, here at Headingley. But at no point does that mean that we turn up tomorrow and things are going to be given to us. They'll be desperate to prove a point, come back strong, and you know, our challenge is to make sure that we combat that well and don't let them back into this series.